Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hammer and Rails podcast. With you, as always, I'm your host, Andrew Ledman.
And I'm Ryan Bonaparte.
And despite saying last time that this was going to be our last podcast of the year, I failed to remember that the Citrus Bowl is on January 2nd, so we obviously needed to talk about that before January 2nd. So tonight we're going to cover that in the second half of the pod. First half is going to be focused on Purdue's victory over Florida A&M that just finished up about an hour ago. And Ryan, not a whole lot new was learned in this game. Florida A&M, very, very bad. In the 330s, I believe, in KenPom versus Purdue. I think it right now is 8th, last I looked. So, final score, Purdue 82, Florida A&M 49. The best thing I can say about Florida A&M is I love their logo and their nickname, the Rattlers. Mm-hmm. That's pretty great, pretty original. But what stands out to you about this Purdue victory?
Yeah, I mean, it was good to have Zach Edey back after missing last week's game. So good to get him at least a little bit of game time before we ramp up into our conference schedule, you know, starting next year. But, yeah, not too much was learned today. I mean, Purdue continued to struggle shooting from the three-point, and they played some efficient defense. It's kind of been the same story most of the season. However, we did see a very nice performance from Brandon Newman today.
Yeah.
He had 18 points and 5 blocks.
So. Yeah, that was crazy. 5 blocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but that has to be a career high. There's no way that isn't.
Right. I believe they said it on the broadcast that it was, but yeah, he played very effective on both sides of the floor today. He was very controlled with his shot. He understood when to pass and when to shoot. So I know that's been a slight issue with Brandon Newman in games past. So he seemed to have settled down, and I think that's helping him find his shot a little.
Yeah. I mean, to your earlier point though, Purdue shooting struggles continue from deep. The starters alone for Purdue were just 1 of 9 from deep. Braden Smith, 0 of 1. Fletcher Lawyer, 1 of 5. And Ethan Morton, 0 for 3. You know, not a great shooting night from anyone from deep, except for Brandon Newman. As you noted, he was 3 of 6. So he found good shots, played with a lot of energy. Definitely, if not his best game this season, it was, you know, top two at least. But
absolutely.
You know, the game was never really in doubt. So it's one of those, Zach Edey played just 22 minutes. Caleb First played just 19. Lawyer and Morton, two other starters, played only 19 minutes. So, Painter got, 10 people had 17 or more minutes. So, you know, really spread the minutes around, got some people some run out there. And you love to see that. Especially as we prepare, as you said, for Big Ten season. I mean, even Waddell got 17 minutes. So, you know, if Waddell is getting 17 minutes, the game is pretty well in hand. And that's no slight to Waddell. It's just, it's not his role yet on the team. So we knew it was going to be an easy victory for Purdue. I just looked up on KenPom, Florida A&M currently 357th and Purdue currently 7th. So a bit of a mismatch there, but that's why that's why you play games like this. Give the small school some money and get yourself a victory. While the crowd is not going to be the best because of a holiday break, and you prepare for Big Ten play. So it's a good victory.
Unless you're in Mackey.
Well, yeah. So you prepare the team for Big Ten play, give them a little bit of a final break before that starts. So it was good to see Zach Edey out there. Good to see him healthy. Is there anybody else on the bench who you thought played particularly well? Because I've got one more person that I thought had a pretty good game.
I think it's got to be Trey Kaufman Wren.
Exactly.
I mean,
he
is just developing very nicely. He looks like he could be a starter. I mean, he's becoming a very good low post threat. Everyone has said it when they mention his name. Anytime there's a broadcast, it's becoming synonymous with him. It's his footwork. And he really knows how to create space in the low post. And it feels like he was basically a new Trevion Williams. He's just good getting to his spot, and when he does, it's, you know, he can do with what he wants.
Yeah, he's really coming into his own. 4 for 6 from the floor tonight, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 turnover only, so in 20 minutes, and he just looks good. He looks better and better, and to have a piece like that coming off the bench, especially as a redshirt freshman, is a real positive for this team, and a real kudo to Matt Painter for not only bringing in a guy like Trey Kaufman Wren, but getting him to agree to redshirt last year. I mean, I know he had a slight injury to his hand, which prevented him from being in the World University Games or FIBA or whatever it was that First and Edey, you know, and everybody else played in. So just amazing that Painter could get him on the team and then get him to agree to redshirt because of that injury and who knows what other factors. But now he's got a year of development in the system, and you can see that it's really starting to pay off, and that's phenomenal for this team.
Absolutely.
So as we said, excuse me, man, I had COVID, got a rebound COVID. Then I think my son brought something home from daycare. If you have a child, you know what I'm talking about. You're just going to be sick constantly. It's a nightmare. So you'll have to excuse a little coughing and maybe some snottiness here on my end. So I apologize for that. But, you know, not a ton more to say about this game. Purdue wins 82-49. And now we're going to take a break and come back and talk about the important stuff as Purdue heads to Florida to take on LSU.
Tigers.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we are back. So as promised, we are going to talk the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl as Purdue heads to Orlando, Florida and Camping World Stadium to take on the LSU Tigers. LSU comes into the game ranked 17th. The game is at 1 p.m. We'll kick off on ABC. So obviously it is bowl season, so you got football games at all hours of the day on all channels. So Purdue, 1 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Before we get too far into the game, I wanted to see if you had seen a few things, Ryan. I know, you know, it's holiday break for people. You're, you know, traveling home. I know you had some travel problems, but did you see the Cheez-It NIL deal
Oh, yes. Tyrone Tracy Jr. has got it made.
Yeah. Sure, if that's the wording you want to use. For those that didn't see it, Cheez-It signed an NIL deal with four players who are playing in either the Cheez-It Bowl or the Citrus Bowl, which the Citrus Bowl is also sponsored by Cheez-It, but is not called the Cheez-It Bowl, so, you know, that's a whole other issue. But Purdue's Tyrone Tracy Jr. was chosen. I don't know exactly if there's money involved or not, but they tweeted out a picture of the hotel room that he gets to stay in, and it is wild. It is like a Cheez-It box exploded in the bedroom. The mattress has yellow and red sheets, yellow and red blankets. There are pillows that look like the giant wheels of cheese, Cheez-It decorations. There's apparently an alarm clock that says the cheesiest when you wake up. I mean, it is just wild. It's the stuff of nightmares, right?
Or your wildest dreams, one of the yeah. two. It depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, maybe you really love Cheez-It.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Tyrone Tracy, I'm bringing home that robe, that nice Cheez-It robe.
Aha.
I mean,
which everyone has always clamored for.
Oh, exactly. I mean, how do you get this set up if you're Cheez-It? Do you just talk to your local Holiday Inn and say, hey, can we put some new wallpaper on the walls?
Yeah, I don't know how this comes about. Like, what a weird situation. So we actually, because we applied for some credentials and also, you know, our name is just out there, we received an email from the folks who were putting this together, and I just want to read to you what some of this press release says. The hotel
room. This is new to me.
Yeah, I just got it today. I just got it today. Fantastic. So, the cheesiest contract perks are: the hotel room is decked out in floor-to-ceiling Cheez-It inspired items, like an, quote, I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach, alarm clock, inspirational Cheez-It inspired artwork, which.
Inspiration.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures, and I don't really see anything inspirational about it. Although it does look like they have a Cheez-It playing football in a painting, which is strange, but whatever. Absurdly plus Cheez-It rugs, luxurious red and yellow bedding. Quote, it's like waking up inside of a Cheez-It box, but better.
Not sponsored either.
Right.
Oh. that's just fantastic. This is capitalism at its peak.
Yeah.
This and the mayo bowl. Just dump an entire, you know, bucket of mayo on a coach.
So
I think every bowl should have something to do with this. Like, make it a quirk, do something with the brand, and make it fun. That'll pique interest.
Yeah. So in this press release they sent out to us, there are also, and, you know, they're getting their money's worth here because I'm certainly talking about it. They sent additional pictures of the room. Now, some of them are not, like, actual pictures. Some of them are clearly, like, digital mock-ups. So those are not as fun. However, they sent out four pictures of some sort of Cheez-It mascot that I have never seen before. He is, like...
King?
Yes.
Yeah, the King Cheez-It. They have that at every Cheez-It Bowl.
I'm sorry that I have not paid attention to my Cheez-It Bowl.
Darn.
Yeah, he's chilling in the room. He's got his giant scepter with Cheez-Its on top. He's got a belt with a Cheez-It as the buckle. And he's just lounging in the room. And then there are two more where there's literally a big giant Cheez-It wearing sunglasses walking around the room. And he's holding a gold chain with a Cheez-It on it that is emblazoned with diamonds and spells Cheez-It. And it you get a better look at the paintings on the wall. And in addition to the King Cheez-It, there are two pictures of this giant Cheez-It on the football field. One of them, he's doing the Heisman pose. And one of them, it looks like he's just holding a whole bunch of boxes. So I don't think I would want to sleep in this room. I think it would terrify me.
That's fair. I mean, I really just hope all those four players are getting some sort of money in this.
I hope so, too.
I would assume they have to, but...
Yeah, I hope so, for their sake. So, just absolutely wild. So, now that that is out of the way, and Cheez-It maybe will throw me some money, who knows, because I talked about that long enough. Purdue and LSU both won their divisions, both in the west of their conference. However, they both went into their championship game and lost. Purdue, of course, lost to Michigan. LSU lost to Georgia. So both of the opponents in those games are heading to the college football playoff. So it should make for an interesting matchup, at least if the two teams that played in those games showed up. But as we know, that is not the case. Ryan, do you have the list of opt-outs in front of you?
I do not have it in front of me.
All right, well,
if you start rattling off some names.
Yeah, here we go. For Purdue,
okay.
Aiden O'Connell, Charlie Jones, Payne Durham. All out.
Pretty big.
Gus Hartwig, of course, injured and is out for the rest of the year. Starting guard, Spencer Holstedge, or is it Holstig? Don't know. Opted out and is actually signed with UCLA, so he will not be playing. Then there is the mysterious situation of Purdue's linebacker, Jalen Graham, who seems to have just vanished in the night. And then posted today that he's heading to the NFL draft. So he will not be playing in the bowl game. Corey Trice opted out to prepare for the NFL draft. He will not be playing in the bowl game. Interestingly enough, Branson Dean, Jack Sullivan, and Loris Johnson have all entered the transfer portal, but say they still plan to play in the bowl game. So one foot out the door, but still will be playing. Brady Allen, of course, hit the transfer portal. He is gone. That leaves Austin Burton as the starter and Mike Alamo as the only other scholarship quarterback on the entire roster. So we're starting a guy who's started one game at Purdue, and he will be without his top two weapon. Not great from a Purdue perspective. Do you have any idea who can step up here?
Well, what I'm hearing is Purdue starting a quarterback who has never lost as a starter.
You know, that is the glass half full way to look at it.
Yep. But, I mean, yeah, this is going to be a rough time for the offense. Luckily, Purdue is starting to show that it has a shining running back this year in Devin Mockabee, who has already claimed or, you know, already said he is playing in this game.
Yes.
I believe he needs 80 yards or 81 yards to hit 1,000 for the season.
I was just looking that up. I think it's 80.
I believe he's at 920.
Yep. And he would be, I believe, the first Purdue running back since something like 2003 or something ridiculous to hit 1,000 yards.
Is that Corey Sheets?
No, Sheets didn't come in, I believe, until 2004.
Okay.
But we'll fact check that.
It's been a hot minute. Yep, so I can see us relying on Mr. Mockabee for a lot of this game. And then, honestly, it's every receiver that wasn't Payne Durham and Charlie Jones. Just see if they can take that next step up.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know if there's any official word on Brock Thompson. I know he's been getting healthier. But if you really want to just risk getting another injury for this bowl game, we'll see. He has done it before, so it's not outside the realm of possibility. And then you see other players, you're going into the deep, deep woods of the roster, but it's going to be a next man up mentality. You know that it's football.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And this is bowl season.
Yeah. And you were right, partly. It was Corey Sheets was the last to reach 1,000, but that was in 2008. So I went back. Okay. I went back about five more years. So the only other Purdue running backs to do it: Mike Allstott, Otis Armstrong, as I said, Corey Sheets, Joey Harris, Leroy Keyes, and Scott Dierking are the only Purdue running backs to ever have seasons over 1,000 yards. So Mockabee's got a real chance here. Of course, it's a little different now than it was back even in Allstott's days because, you know, you play more games, and now he's got a chance at a bowl game. But, you know, regardless of how many games it took him, getting to 1,000 yards is one hell of a feat. So really rooting for Mockabee there. And I think he's going to have a good chance because Purdue, you know, isn't the only team with opt-outs. The LSU defense is missing quite a few folks, especially on the defensive line. So they have a very good defensive line, but they have three of their four starters are heading out the door for opt-out reason. There's no no other way to put it. Three of them are heading out the door, and I had their names in front of me, and my computer is struggling. Here we go. Jacqueline Roy, BJ Ojulari, and Allie Gay. They're all opting out to prepare for the draft, and when you lose three of your four starters on the defensive line, that should allow Purdue to run the ball. And, you know, Devin Mockaby has shown he can do that, so you would much rather go against the second stringers than the first stringers there. So hopefully that gives him a better chance.
Yeah, and I mean, LSU is an SEC school. We all know they have athletes throughout their roster, but like you said, once you start getting to those backups, it just changes the game. And the Big Ten's no slouch. I mean, Devin Mockaby has played against some pretty stout defensive line.
Right.
So it's not, I can see him having a pretty good day. And I can see the Purdue offense relying on him, especially since he's truly the only proven piece that is playing on the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. So LSU also lost a piece last night in Kayshon Boutte, who is their number one receiver. On the year, he had 48 receptions, 538 yards, and two TDs. He'd previously announced that he was coming back for next season, and then suddenly in the middle of the afternoon it was announced that he would be unavailable for the Citrus Bowl but was still enrolled for its spring semester, and then a few hours later he just announced he was going to the NFL draft. Do we have any idea what happened with this guy?
No, and it seems like no one knows, including Brian Kelly. So I guess he probably made what he believes is the best decision for him, and we wish him the best of luck in his endeavors to the draft.
Yeah, I mean, one less player for Purdue to face, so I will take that. Mm-hmm. But the big, you know, caveat to all this is LSU has a player that absolutely scares the bejesus out of me, and that is their dual threat quarterback, Jaden Daniels. He has just been tearing people up, and let me just read you some stats. So Daniels finished the season with 2,774 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, and only three interceptions.
Love that. Okay.
Yeah. He also led the team in rushing. He had 818 yards from the quarterback position. And again, keep in mind, Devin Mockaby, Purdue's leading rusher, 920 yards. Obviously, Mockaby, a running back. Daniels, a quarterback. So quite a bit different there. Over his career, he has 2,106 rushing yards, which is crazy to me. So he previously was at Arizona State. This is his first year at LSU. Came in kind of alongside Brian Kelly, who we haven't even mentioned yet on this podcast. But down home, Cajun fried Brian Kelly is, of course, the head coach of LSU, former coach of Notre Dame, and we obviously here at the Hammer and Rouse podcast, not fans of Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Invented gumbo, though, apparently. So, I mean, something like that.
His family is all around him. Family. So if you have not seen that video of him saying family at the halftime of the LSU game where he was introduced, please go watch it. Also, if you find the correct video, you can see him say it at Notre Dame just a couple months before the word family. And then during the LSU halftime, he just tries to throw on a Southern accent and says, like, my family is here. And it's just so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
That good old Massachusetts Southern accent.
Yeah, yeah. He's from Boston. Like, what is he doing? No, he doesn't talk that way.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's doing.
That's one way to recruit a fan base.
Yeah. I don't, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels scares the bejesus out of me, especially without Jalen Graham. No Corey Trice in the backfield to kind of be a backstop in case things get a little squirrely. I am very worried about what Jayden Daniels is going to do to this.
Yeah, and Purdue, even with their starters, haven't proved to be too effective against dual threat quarterbacks. So it's going to be a slog. You gotta obviously it makes it better that if it's one player you have to worry about, you can scheme for him all day, and then you have to realize, okay, everyone else on this team still has talent. I mean, exactly. It's a Power 5 team. So yeah. My thinking would be, whichever coaches Purdue still has, who knows?
Yeah, it could change by the day.
Yeah, at this point, we're going to have Coach Ryan Kerrigan come in too. But whoever's there, you know their first step is going to scheme against Jayden Daniels in both passing and running attack. But once you get past that, I think you spend about 80% of your time scheming for him and hope that the other playmakers can't. Maybe they fall on their face, you know. So you're hoping for the best there, but that is just a monstrous task.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you can only scheme for so much. You're not going to be able to scheme away his athleticism, his ability to get out of sticky situations, and just his pure speed and, you know, elusiveness. You can't really scheme those things away. So it worries me a lot, Purdue facing a guy like him. So as you know, when we prepare for games, we generally reach out to the SB Nation site of the opponent, and this week is no different. I got questions from the LSU blog earlier today, and I just want to point out, I'm sure these guys are nice guys. I don't know them. My interactions with them on Twitter have been very nice, very kind. They are not paying attention to Purdue football, and let me tell you how I know that. They sent me 8 questions, some very fun and lighthearted, and I appreciate that. However, question number 2. What's the mood surrounding the Purdue football program as the Boilermakers are in the middle of a coaching change? Is Brian Brohm for sure the new head coach in 2023? And if he's not, would a win over LSU be enough to convince Purdue to take the interim tag off?
Oh, those simple creatures.
So,
oh boy.
Like, I get it, because you don't necessarily always pay attention to everything that's going on with your opponent, but you have to know about a coaching hire.
I mean, one quick Google search. I'm sure if you type Purdue football, it will be in the top 3 results.
Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked when I read that question. I was like, wait. So I literally had to read it like 3 or 4 times because I'm like, am I dumb? Have I read this wrong? Is there a word missing? Is there a typo? No, they're just not paying attention. They're just not paying attention. So so when I wrote back with my answers, I said, I see you haven't been following Purdue football. No worries. Brian Brohm is off to Louisville with his brother following this game. And then la-di-da-di-da mentioned Ryan Walters and all that. But it kind of shows you the respect we're getting, at least in the LSU blogosphere. So maybe that's what this team needs, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, find a way to prove the folks wrong. I mean, we did it last year in that Tennessee game that nobody really thought Purdue could win, but right. I just don't know if that's going to be enough against this LSU.
I will say, the last time a Purdue athletics team played in a Cheez-It-sponsored event, they won.
That is true. That was Trevion Williams. I remember him eating the Cheetos out of the trophy.
Yep. So, I mean, if we're going by that past precedent, we got this.
So if we win this, are we like the king of the Cheez-Its? Do we get to take out that mascot and wear his crown then?
Now, that sounds like a mighty fine idea.
Because, I mean, you know, we won it in basketball, and now we'll win it in football. So we would just be the king of Cheez-Its, and I think that deserves to be celebrated.
I think you're on to something.
Okay, so good.
We'll have to bring this up.
I was going to say, I'm not sure. Maybe I will respond to that email, and I got that press release, and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Purdue wins this, we're the Cheez-It Kings, and here's what I'd like. Maybe I'll send them a list of demands. But, you know, I don't think we're telling tales out of school when we say this is going to be a tough game for Purdue. You know, when the game was originally announced, I think the line was like 6.5 or 8.5, and it has just continued to rise as things have gone on. I believe right now it's about 14.5 or 15 points.
Yep. So, I mean, that's what happens when your skill players start setting out and the majority of your offense won't play. So we all know it's going to be difficult, but I mean, crazier things have happened in bowl season. So.
Yeah. I mean, bowl season's unpredictable. You just never know. But it certainly seems, mm-hmm. you know, from my perspective, like it's a long shot Purdue to win this game. And I just checked, Absolutely. I just checked currently the line on at least this one particular site is 14.5 with the over under mm-hmm. at 56. Okay. So Purdue not getting a lot of love from the folks in Vegas, but I don't necessarily blame.
Right. Yep. So unless we start to see any more opt outs on the LSU side, I don't see that coming down really.
Yeah. I don't really either, which is really unfortunate. You know, Purdue had a really great season, a lot of fun, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. Mm-hmm. But bowl season is just such a crapshoot, especially nowadays with all the opt-outs, which I'm not judging those who opt out. I'm just, you know, it really changes the complexion of a game. Because we've got so many second position folks that are coming in to start. It really just changes how the game is going to be played and what the offense especially is capable of. So we will see what Brian Brohm and Mark Hagan, both soon to be of Louisville staff, have drawn up for Purdue. It will be fun to see Drew Brees on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing during the game or in the lead up, we'll probably see interviews with Brees as well as interviews with Ryan Walters because mm-hmm. He will be at the game, he said, but he will not be coaching. So I don't know if they're going to have him in the booth, in a box, in the stands, just, you know, hanging out at the 30-yard line, whatever. But it should make for some interesting television. Hopefully we'll get some good information out of it. It'll be a fun time. I mean, go in with low expectations, and I think it should be a lot of fun.
Right, especially if, you know, at the end of the day, as long as we can continue to make fun of Brian Kelly, I think we'll be happy.
I agree. Maybe he'll do another slow-motion video with the wraparound camera. Dancing with the recruits. So
yeah, and then lose that recruit to Alabama.
Is that what happened to that guy? I never even followed
that
up.
That guy went to Alabama.
Well, that's perfect. That is perfect. So I think that's all. Is there anything else you have about LSU that stands out or you want to mention or needs to be mentioned?
No, not too much. I mean, I just miss Coach O. Go Tigers.
Oh, God, that guy was wild.
That guy was true gumbo, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to be in attendance at the game, correct?
Yep, I will be driving down tomorrow. Yeah, my days are completely shot. I don't know which day it is.
Yeah, anymore. Me either. So, and you, your credential, did you ever get approval for that?
Yes, it did.
I thought so.
I am officially a member of the Cheez-It family.
I want, you know, and I know this is silly, but I want to know when you're there, if there are Cheez-Its as snacks at the bowl game. I have to know if the media is giving, like, has a giant bowl of Cheez-Its in them. So you got to tell me.
All right. I will now have to do a full-blown report on the availability of Cheez-Its at the Cheez-It Bowl. Or the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Yes, the Citrus Bowl sponsored by Cheez-It or whoever, you know, however they're wording it. But so you'll be at the game, and I know Gabby is going to be at the game as well. Jed was originally going to cover it as well for us, but he had some travel issues, had to switch things around. So, I'm not sure him and Gabby were going to see if they could get the credential converted to her. Not sure if they worked that out or not. But we will at least have Ryan on site covering the game for us. This will be his first time covering a game for us, correct?
Yes, I will be the greenest person in the room.
Good. So here's my only advice.
Okay.
Just, you know, throw on a decent pair of khakis and like a button-up shirt. You don't have to be too fancy. Get there early because then you can kind of walk around with your credential and they let you go places where other people aren't allowed to go. So that's always pretty cool. Okay. and always take advantage of the food and the drinks. You know, the media famously love their free food. So as soon as it comes out, you got to get it or it will be gone. So make sure to get in there and get there fast for the food. But other than that, just enjoy yourself. You know, don't cheer in the press box. You're not allowed to do that. But otherwise, you know, it's a pretty cool experience. Go to the press conference afterward. You don't have to feel pressured to ask a question if you don't have anything great. But, you know, with it'll probably be Brian Brohm and a couple other players. So it might be fun to ask Brian Brohm a question. You know, be like, hey, why are you doing this? Why are you still here? When do you leave for Louisville?
I'll make that my very first question. Absolutely.
Exactly. So it should be fun. But I hope you have a really good time. I'm glad you can experience this. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to let you pull a Kirk Herbstreit. I am going to make you choose who you think is going to win this game.
All right. Well, the last time Purdue played an overmatched team, I went full homer and it did not work.
That's true. You chose 41-35. You picked Purdue over Michigan.
Not going to be going that route today. So for this one, I will go 38 LSU, Purdue 21.
Okay, so you got Purdue losing by 17. They would not cover the spread in your scenario. So I'm actually, I think I'm going to go worse than that, unfortunately. Hopefully it's not the same as the Auburn game a few years ago. But I'm going to go 42-17. I was
in the third row for that game.
That's awful. I was in Florida watching that game.
I don't remember that game. Never mind.
Yeah, never happened.
That game didn't happen. Exactly.
I'll tell you, I just think this game is going to be ugly. I'm not sure Purdue has an answer for the LSU quarterback. I think, you know, I just think he's going to run all over Purdue. And I think Jaden Daniels just is going to be a real problem for Vince, and I'm not sure they can recover from that. So I think it's going to be a long day, but, you know, as I said, it's just bowl season. It's a crapshoot, and I don't think it reflects on what this team has accomplished this year. They're still the Big Ten West champions, still got to the championship game, and no one's going to take that away from them. Absolutely. You know, I'm excited to watch another football game, have the season come to a close. We will cover this game midweek next week. And also, we're planning on having Drew on to talk about the recruiting class that just signed, as well as the additional folks that are coming in the transfer portal, which hopefully we'll have some additional folks who have committed to Purdue by that point. So be prepared for that. But Ryan, you know, I wish you well on your travels. I know you've been doing a lot of it lately. I hope you're safe, and I hope you have one heck of a good time in Florida.
Thank you, thank you. Same as I. Same. I can't even think right now. I mean, travel is fun.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Don't let anyone tell you different.
That's right.
It's fun.
That's right. So there we go.
See if Drew Brees can come up with some iconic trick plays.
Yeah, hey, you know, maybe they'll have Drew Brees in the post-game press conference. You can ask Drew Brees a question.
That I would absolutely do.
Yeah. They normally don't
question.
Have the...
Why are you here?
normally don't have the assistants come in, but you never know. And, you know, with the press credential, you can just sneak around. Maybe you can just say hi to Drew Brees, get a picture with him. That'd be fun, too. So, there we go, folks. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the next holiday we've got coming up. For Ryan and myself, boiler up.
Hammer down.